think we have some questions.
Sure.
Okay. I guess obviously since this is kind of a progress update in the last couple of years, what are some of the significant things that have been made to advance this project along?
Sure. You know, a couple of the big things that we've gone through is, one, we've gotten the county permit from McDonough County. You know, they've fully supported it, and the community has supported the permit. So we have up to 116 turbine locations permitted and ready to go through the county. We've also worked out an agreement with the airport. There was a decommissioning of a runway zone that would now allow, instead of us possibly losing 30 turbines, we can get majority of those turbines sited back and working with the airport. And we've also done some significant environmental studies. You know, we've completed our avian bat studies. We've actually started our wetland delineations that will allow us to design around areas, sensitive areas that we need to avoid. So those are probably the three kind of biggest movements that we've had in the past year.
Now, the permitting you're talking about for the turbines, that was with the county?
Yeah, that was with McDonough County. So we have up to 116 locations. If you know, the next phase, or if we need to go larger, we'll start working with Warren County or Henderson County in those locations.
In terms of that production tax credit, how much of essentially a break does that give you? I mean, how does that work?
So the tax credit is roughly 2.2 cents per kilowatt that is essentially we're able to use through a tax credit. So one of our, you know, when we go to project finance, we'll bring in a company or a bank that has tax appetite, and when they finance the project, they're actually able to utilize that tax break for their other businesses that are doing. So essentially that allows us to, you know, reduce the power price that we sell it into the utilities. So if that goes away, then you know, you'd see a $20 increase per megawatt hour for the renewable power.
So it doesn't help the construction part of it. It helps the company that buys the power.
Yes, true. Yeah, you know, when you're in Illinois, I mean, there's, like we saw, that there's this potentially a large amount of megawatts that need to be built under the RPS. Obviously, if the PTC goes away, there's a concern that if, you know, as you see the price rise, you know, what's the appetite going to be for, you know, legislators or the state to want to continue to buy the power, you know, with those increased rates.
The graph we were showing, disparity between the 151 megawatts for Ameren and the 12. Now, is that what they would need to buy? I'm not sure.
Yeah. The RPS, under the RPS, if you just look at it, 25% of what their, you know, what their load is that 1200 megawatts. But through the IPA and their RRB calculations, there's a cost cap that they, a certain percentage that, you know, of dollars that they have left over to actually procure. So there's kind of a cross in the road of what's going to happen, because if they under the cost cap calculation, you know, you have very few megawatts. You know, up to what we're thinking is 150. That's always kind of a moving target, but we're thinking it's about 150 versus what you saw that the RPS goal is 1200. So something will need to happen to fill that gap in.
Now, this project has been delayed a little bit, mm-hmm. because obviously, you know, you mentioned the factors during your presentation.
Yeah.
To anyone that lives in the area, anyone that's concerned about this project even taking off, is there any chance that this project does not happen?
You know, there's, you know, you never say never, but Element Power has invested a lot of time, a lot of money in this project. You know, the competitive studies that we've done on the resource, the interconnection, you know, everything, you know, that we're designing into this project lead us to believe that this is, you know, a top-tier project in the state of Illinois. And as long as some of these items that we've talked about, like the IPA and the PTC, get resolved, we feel that it will be a project that would be, you know, at the top of the heap, that would be ultimately built.
Okay.
And Ameren would be your top, you know, goal to sell to.
Well, Ameren is, because they're the MISO, you know, between Ameren and ComEd. Ameren is MISO, ComEd is PJM, and the line that we're interconnecting in is the MISO. So it makes the most sense that, you know, this would be an Ameren project. But that doesn't limit us that we can't work with other, you know, municipalities or co-ops or utilities that are in MISO but outside of Illinois.
You know, Ameren's holding in their series of community meetings about the proposed high transmission line, mm-hmm. would run through here. I may have caught up, maybe I'm incorrect, that some of that would be used for renewable energy because they feel there's demand. Now, is that at all, yep. have anything to do with this project, or does that make this project more attractive?
Typically, you know, that line specifically may not directly serve this project. However, That line basically is stabilizing the entire network or region, which allows for projects like us to benefit and to get on. So even though that's not directly for, you know, this specific project in this county, you know, as they build out the network, it allows the capacity to open up for us to add on. So anything that's, you know, MISO is doing what they call MVP projects, multi-value projects across, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, North Dakota, Minnesota, and those lines, as they go in, allow for the capacity of the whole region to open up so that we can, you know, move power, you know, from our project here either into Chicago, Ameren area, load, or, you know, north or south in the region.